Okay, greetings and good morning to everybody. Okay, let's start by taking prayer requests. Okay, Josue.
Bless.
Raja. Okay, let's remember the trip coming up to Cuba as well. All right, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today and ask your guidance and direction upon our lives. Pray that you give us clarity and understanding to do your will. Pray, Lord, for those that have departed from us. Pray for Bless. Pray that you'd encourage her and help her to come back to the truth, Lord. Pray for others as well, Lord, that aren't with us anymore. Pray for those that have come back, especially for Josue. We could all be an encouragement to him. And you would bless the trip coming up to Cuba soon, Lord. And you would guide us and give us wisdom to share with the brothers there, encouragement as well. Pray for Raja in India. Pray that you would guide them today and be with them. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, we are in chapter 6 of Ezra. What are the Israelites trying to do? Adam?
They're building up the temple and the walls of Jerusalem.
Right. They're building up the temple and the walls of Jerusalem. Has it been easy? Were they able to just come back and finish the job?
No.
Arthur, is it easy for them to build up the temple?
No.
Why not? What are some of the things that have happened that have made it difficult? Difficult for them to do the will of God. Does anybody remember some of the things that happened? Go ahead, Adam.
The governors from around that area sent letters to the kings of Persia telling them that they were rebellious people.
Right.
And would not pay tribute if they built up the walls.
Right. And what's the last thing that happened that we read about in the last chapter? They're in a place where other people around them are not only questioning whether or not they're doing something that might cause problems, but they're trying to stop them from building up their city in the temple. And in the last chapter we read, they sent a letter. Why did they send a letter? What was the letter about? Who did they send it to? Okay, well, they sent it to the king Darius. And they made a search. We're going to start reading about what happened because of this letter. The letter was to find out whether the Israelites were ever given permission in the first place by the Babylonian kings to start building their city again and to build the temple again. And so in chapter 6 it starts. It says, Darius the king made a decree, and the search was made in the house of the rolls, where the treasures were laid up in Babylon. And there was found at Akmetha in the palace that is in the province of Medes a roll, and therein was a record written. In the first year of Cyrus, the king, the same Cyrus, the king, made a decree concerning the house of God at Jerusalem, let the house be builded, the place where they offered sacrifices, and let the foundations thereof be strongly laid. the height thereof 3 score cubits, and the breadth thereof 3 score cubits, with 3 rows of great stones and a row of new timber. And let the expenses be given out of the king's house. So not only was there permission given from the king of Babylon for them to go back and build their city and their temple, but he was also going to pay for it too. And it says, and also let the golden and silver vessels of the house of God, which Nebuchadnezzar took forth out of the temple, which is in Jerusalem, and brought in unto Babylon, be restored, and brought again unto the temple, which is at Jerusalem, every one to his place, and placed in the house of God. And so the things that were taken from Jerusalem, when everybody was taken captive as slaves, were going to be brought back as well. Now therefore, Daphne, governor beyond the river, Shethab-Boznai, and your companion, the Apharshatites, which are beyond the river, be far from thence. Let the work of this house of God alone. Let the governor of the Jews and the elders of the Jews build this house of God in his place. Moreover, I make a decree, what ye shall do to the elders of these Jews for the building of the house of God, that of the king's goods, even the tribute beyond the river, forthwith expenses be given unto these men, that they be not hindered. So they made a decree that taxes were going to be collected from people in that area to be given to the Jews to help them build back their temple. And that which they have need of, both bullocks, rams, lambs, and burnt offerings of the God of heaven, wheat, salt, wine, and oil, according to the appointment of the priests which are at Jerusalem, let it be given them day by day without fail, that they may offer sacrifices and sweet savors unto the God of heaven, and pray for the life of the king and of his sons. Also, I have made a decree that whoever shall alter this word, let timber be pulled down from his house, being set up, and let him be hanged thereon, and let his house be made a dunghill for this. And the God that hath caused his name to dwell there, destroy all kings and people that shall put to their hand to alter and destroy this house of God which is at Jerusalem. I, Darius, have made a decree, let it be done with speed. Then Daphne, governor on the side of the river Shethab-Boznai, and their companions, according to that which Darius the king had sent, so did speedily. And the elders of the Jews builded, and they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo. And they builded and finished it according to the commandment of the God of Israel, and according to the commandment of Cyrus and Darius and Artaxerxes, king of Persia. So, who was there to encourage them to do God's will and build back the temple? The prophets. And that's one thing we've seen in the last chapters, is that whenever somebody wants to do God's will, there's always somebody there to hinder it or discourage them. But there's also somebody there to encourage them and to help them to do that. And that we see that throughout the Bible. And the first thing that we see in this book was, what was one of the first things that happened when they started to build back the temple? Who came and what did they want to do? Do you remember? Well, yeah, the prophets were helping them, but who wanted to hinder them? Or how were they hindered? What was the first thing that happened that to try to discourage them? Well, somebody came along and said, we're going to help you. We're going to help you build. But was that what they really wanted to do? No. And in fact, when the Israelites realized what was happening, they didn't even let them help. And when they refused to let these people that were around there help, these people turned against them, which was what they really wanted to do anyways. And then they tried to stop them from building the temple. So we have the prophets that were encouraging them. And it says, "This house was finished on the third day of the month of Adar, which was in the sixth year of the reign of Darius the king. And the children of Israel, the priests and the Levites, and the rest of the children of captivity kept the dedication of this house of God with joy, and offered at the dedication of this house of God 100 bullocks, 200 rams, 400 lambs, and for a sin offering for all Israel, 12 he-goats according to the number of the tribes of Israel. And they set the priests in their divisions, and the Levites in their courses, for the service of God which is at Jerusalem, as it is written in the book of Moses. And the children of the captivity kept the Passover on the 14th day of the first month. For the priests and the Levites were purified together, all of them were pure, and killed the Passover for the children of captivity, and for their brethren, the priests, and for themselves. And the children of Israel, which were come again out of captivity, and all such as had separated themselves unto them from the filthiness of the heathen of the land to seek the Lord of Israel, did eat, and kept the feast of unleavened bread 7 days with joy. For the Lord had made them joyful, and turned the heart of the king of Assyria unto them, to strengthen their hands in the work of the house of God, the God of Israel." Okay, so there's something that happened before they were able to do all this. And we just see in this verse here, it says one thing that happened that allowed them to be able to come back and build the house and resist all these discouragements that came upon them, is it says they had separated themselves from the filthiness of the heathen of the land. Does anybody remember why they were taken into captivity in the first place? Adam?
They had started following the gods of the people that lived there around them.
Exactly. The reason why the whole thing had been destroyed in the first place was because they were separate from the people around them, and then they started to do the things of the heathen and the other Gentiles that were around them that were not following God. And God punished them for that and took them away into Babylon. And now to come back and be able to restore what had been destroyed, they had to separate themselves from all those things and all the filthiness that God hated. And when they did that, it wasn't easy. There were people there to discourage them, but God also put people there to encourage them. And what were two of the names of the prophets that were there to encourage them that we just read about? Haggai and Zechariah. And I just want to look at a couple things that they said. There's just a few things that stand out that Haggai and Zechariah had said that would show the Israelites how to separate themselves from the heathen that were around them. And Haggai in chapter 1, in verse 5 and 7, God says, "Now therefore," and this is God speaking through the prophet Haggai, he said, "Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways." And in verse 7, right down below that, he says it again, "Thus saith the Lord, consider your ways." That's simply saying, think about what you're doing. Think about what you're going to do. And then he goes on and explains about how the temple will be rebuilt. And Zechariah, he says, he goes on a little further to explain what they need to do different. In the first chapter of Zechariah, Zechariah says, "Therefore saith unto, unto them, and this is verse 3, thus saith the Lord of hosts, turn ye unto me, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will turn unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. Be ye not as your fathers, unto whom the former prophets have cried, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, turn ye now from your evil ways and from your evil doings. But they did not hear, nor hearken unto me, saith the Lord. In chapter 7, Zechariah told the people. Verse 8. The word of the Lord came unto Zechariah, saying, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, execute true judgment, and show mercy and compassion every man to his brother, and oppress not the widow, nor the fatherless, the stranger, nor the poor, and let none of you imagine evil against his brother. In verse 8, the prophet says again, speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor. In verse 16, execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates, and let none of you imagine evil in your hearts against his neighbor, and love no false oath, for all these things that all of these things are things that I hate, saith the Lord. Okay. So this is how the prophets were encouraging the people while they were building back the temple. This is how the prophets were encouraging them to do God's will. They were giving them exhortations and warnings all along the way. That was the kind of encouragement they were getting. And that's how it's been for all of us. A lot of us here, when we decided to go and do God's will, there was always something or somebody that would try to discourage us. And a lot of the people that we go and visit, wherever we go, like David's going to Cuba now, every time we go somewhere to visit somebody, there's always somebody else there or somewhere else maybe even, that's trying to discourage them and keep them from doing God's will. And sometimes it's real hard to tell the difference between the two for the people that are being discouraged. It's not easy. But if we do the simple things that are commanded us, God will show us and give us more light. And that's what happened here. The prophets were telling them what they needed to do, and God was allowing them the opportunity to do His will. Okay, so the verses. What was the topic that you guys had? I don't remember. Philip, what was it?
Patience.
Okay. All right. Let's start with Adam, and then we'll go around.
James 5 says, be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain.
Judah, did you have? Just a minute. Judah's going to go.
James 1:4. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect, entire, wanting nothing.
So.
James 1:4. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect, and entire, wanting nothing.
Okay. Arthur.
James 5:8. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draws nigh.
Chapter 21:19. In your patience, you shall be yours.
Sylvester, you have one? Wait patiently for him. Good. Okay.
8:15, but that on the good ground are they which is the promise of good heart. Hear the word, keep it, and bring forth fruit with patience.
Bring forth fruit with patience.
1 Timothy 6:11. But thou, O man of God, knead those things, and draw after righteousness, godliness, faith, patience, meekness.
James 1:3. Knowing this, that the trying of the faith worketh patience.
Next week, we have a plan. How about the fear of God? We look up some verses about the fear of God. You may have done that before. Okay. Next week, look up some verses about the fear of God. Jesus.